ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
Welcome to the Japanese Children's Song Series at JapanesePod101.com. In this series, you'll learn Japanese language and culture through Japanese children's songs. Go to our site to hear full versions of the song sung by professional singer Kana Mizushima. Visit JapanesePod101.com and claim your free lifetime account now.
Naomi です。
Peter here.
JapanesePod101.com の童謡のレッスン5へようこそ。
Welcome to our fifth Japanese children's song lesson. Naomi-sensei, can you tell us the name of the song we'll be focusing on this time?
はい。桜、桜。
A song about sakura, or cherry blossoms. And this song is a really well-known song that celebrates the beauty of cherry blossoms.
そうです。
Cherry blossoms.
綺麗ですね。
ですね。The most loved flower in Japan.
That's so true. Everyone loves sakura.
And there are a lot of songs about sakura.
そうね、たくさんあります。You're right.
But this one is probably the most well-known.
うん。
And Naomi-sensei,
はい。
I found out an interesting fact about this song.
なんでしょう? What is it?
This song was used as a practice song for children learning to play the koto.
ああ。
In the Edo period.
あ、本当。koto is the stringed instrument, right?
You're asking me?
Yep, I'm checking the translation.
Right. It's called a Japanese harp sometimes.
Ah.
But it's not held up like a harp. It's on the ground, and you kind of kneel over it.
So they used this song for practicing the koto.
That's right. Okay. So, Naomi-sensei, are we ready to hear the song?
はい、もちろん。Of course.
Before we jump in, there's one point I want to point out. That sounded a little weird.
なんでしょう?
The Japanese language in this song is very archaic, very old.
Ah, そうね。That's right. So, as you listen, try to see what you can pick up.
After we listen to the song, we'll analyze the lyrics. Are you ready?
I hope you are.
Let's listen to the song. Okay, Naomi-sensei.
はい。
Help.
何でしょう?
I have to be honest here.
はい。
I hardly understood a thing.
That's okay. That's normal, actually. Like we said before, this Japanese is a little old. It's very different from modern Japanese.
Very different. So please, Naomi-sensei, help us, me and all the listeners, and tell us the meaning of the different lyrics.
はい。喜んで。Sure. Let's go through the song.
The first line is?
Sakura, sakura. It's just repeating the word for cherry blossoms twice.
That one we got. And I think that was in there just to make sure we know what the song's about. How about after that?
Yayoi no sora wa niwatasu kagiri.
I recognize some words in there, but Yayoi no sora. Sora is sky, right?
So this, that's right.And Yayoi is another name for March, 3月です。And interestingly, when Yayoi is used in a poem, it indicates spring season. So Yayoi no sora means the sky in March or spring sky.
In modern language, Yayoi no sora is like 3月の空, sky of March, or 春の空, spring sky or the sky of spring.
Exactly. Then we have 見渡す限り.
Miwatasu is one of those compound verbs. We put two verbs together, right?
So desu. It combines the verb 見る
to look
and 渡す
to cross.
So, 見渡す means
to see all around. After that we have 限り.
限り is a word that means as long as or as far as one does something.
Sometimes a nice compact translation of this word is limit.
So ne. It's often used after a verb.
Right, like you can say 知る限り, as far as I know.
So, exactly. So we can put it together with 見渡す. We can get 見渡す限り, which means
as far as one can see.
So desu.
So, Naomi-sensei, can we hear the original line again?
はい。 弥生の空は見渡す限り.
Translation in modern Japanese?
春の空は見渡す限り.
The spring sky as far as one can see. What are they really referring to, though?
Well, it continues into the next line.
Can we hear it?
霞か雲か匂いぞいずる.
Now that was quite difficult.
Okay, let's go through it. First is 霞か雲か. Kasumi is haze or mist, and kumo is clouds.
There's a particle ka between them. In this case, is that the one that means or?
So desu, right. This ka means or. So altogether, it means haze or clouds. And then after that, niyoi zo izuru.
Niyoi, smell.
So desu ne. It's referring to the nice scent of the cherry blossoms.
Much better word.
And izuru is an old form of the verb deru, which means to come out.
So a nice smell comes from the cherry blossoms.
So desu, exactly.
Then what's zo doing here?
This zo actually just emphasizes the noun that comes before. Very old usage, though.
So it puts emphasis on niui.
So desu.
Okay, let's kind of sum up what we have so far.
If you translate the first two lines into modern Japanese, that would be something like 春の空は見渡す限り.
As far as the eye can see in the spring sky.
桜が咲いて.
Cherry blossoms bloom.
霞か雲かのように見える.
It looks like mist or clouds.
桜のいい匂いがする.
And it smells of the sweet scent of cherry blossoms. So if we put it all together, the English translation sounds something like this. As far as the eye can see in the spring sky, cherry blossoms have bloomed like a cloud or a mist. The sweet fragrance of cherry blossom is in the air.
It creates a pretty picture, doesn't it?
I don't know if I did it justice, but the Japanese creates a very vivid picture of a sky full of cherry blossoms that have bloomed like a big cloud. Or a mist just hanging there. The Japanese paints a beautiful picture. I hope we did it justice. Okay, Naomi-sensei, what's the last line? お願いします.
Izaya, izaya, ni ni yukan.
Izaya, izaya. I like the sound of that.
Iza is an old phrase that you'd use to encourage someone to do something with you. You might hear it in samurai movies. Ya is there to just create rhythm. I think iza corresponds to sa in modern Japanese.
So the speaker is encouraging the listener to do something with them.
Right. And then the last phrase, 見に行かん.
Looking at the lyrics, I can tell this has something to do with going to see them. Just by looking at the part, 見に. Mi from the verb 見る, to see.
Yes. 行かん comes from the verb 行く, which is the same as 行く, to go. 行かん is actually the volitional form.
Like 行こう, let's go.
そうです, right. So this line, いざや, いざや, 見に行かん, is saying something like, さあ, 見に行こう. Let's go to see them.
Very interesting way to end the song.
Yeah, isn't it? We actually have a version of this song sung by Sakura-san. Not the cherry blossoms, but our Sakura.
Our very own Sakura.
So desu.
Listen to the intonation. Naomi-sensei, flower?
Sakura.
Person?
Sakura.
So, let's have a listen to
Sakura-san no uta.
Sakura, Sakura, Yayoi no sora wa miwatasu kagiri kasumi ka kumo ka nioi zo izuru izaya izaya mi ni yukan.
Now, by the time this lesson comes out, the cherry blossom season will probably have just about ended in Tokyo.
We hope that those of you who are in Japan got the chance to see them.
And if you ever come to Japan in spring, you shouldn't miss them.
So ne.
Now, while cherry blossoms only bloom for about a week,
or two,
the season is actually a few months long.
Mm.
Because Japan's so long, they're blooming in different locations. So it starts about end of February and kind of goes through late April. You just have to pick your location.
So desu ne.
So if you come to Japan and they've already bloomed where you're going, just go more north.
I think that's a good advice. Well, that's all for this lesson.
Thanks for listening, and until next time.
じゃあまた。
Find a more detailed explanation of the lyrics at JapanesePod101.com. There, listen to the full version of this song in video format, complete with beautiful pictures of Japan. Go to JapanesePod101.com to get your free lifetime account.